What's up, guys? Welcome to another G30 podcast here. I am Count Shock here with Timmy and Cyclops.
What's up, Cyclops? Guys?
What's up?
How we doing today, boys?
Let me just do this real quick. You know that little production I had last time? Let's just do it. Timmy has inspired this name here. Ready? First topic.
The D30. Hey, man, they're the reason I'm wearing these right now. We won last time, and I was wearing these.
Okay, the Dodgers looking so ugly though. You need a visor there to help you. What's going on, man?
Well, I know this is kind of off brand because we're a soccer podcast, LA Galaxy podcast here, but we are all very avid baseball watchers and fans of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's fucking do or die tonight, dude. If we fucking lose really to the Braves and Acuna, a Ronald Acuna-less Braves, we're going to be in some shit, dude.
I don't know why we're playing a bullpen game.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
Bullpen game? It's preemptive. It's to counteract a game, a potential game 6 and 7, which we're going to need at this point.
I know. I just don't like playing. It feels a little bit like, I know you have to, but like, it feels a little bit playing scared to me.
And I mean,
what are you going to do? You're down. I mean, you know, it's probably the logistical move.
Yeah, I mean, like, who would you want out on the bump today starting?
Dude, all them people getting given up home runs. Except Scherzer, but.
Yeah, but Scherzer is fucking animal. Like, you know, what do you do?
Timmy's been in it, but Timmy's joined us a little more closely on this journey, I think, Tim. Yes. Give us your 30-second Dodgers talk real quick.
Dude, how do we lose 9-2, bro? Like, I was on and off of the game because I was getting mad. I was like, bro, not another one. And then as soon as I left, I see that they're up 9-2. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
I'm gonna give some quick fire Dodger 30 questions to Timmy since he's new.
Oh, I like
newer.
It.
Yeah, he's newer here. Let's do since you know it's always easy to follow postseason and it's always fun to watch postseason because we're in Los Angeles. It's honestly one of the best times to be in LA is when the Dodgers are in playoffs. You know, the city comes together. So I have a few postseason questions for you, Timmy. Who's been your favorite player this postseason?
Ooh. Ooh, fuck. It has to be either between Mr. Corey Seager or it's tough because I really like Julio Urías has been, you know, he's been doing decent. But yesterday was like,
that's an off day.
It's him and also Will Smith.
Will, yeah, Mr. Clutch, we love him. Who's been your least favorite Dodger this postseason?
Oh, I'm gonna have to say that one pitcher that he either has a really good game or like a really shitty game.
What's that pitcher? Walker Buehler?
I believe so. Yes.
Buehler. No. Tony Gonsolin.
I think it's Jensen.
Oh, Kenley Jensen.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That's valid. Mike, you gonna ask me who my favorite Dodgers player is in the postseason?
Who is your favorite Dodgers player in the postseason, Count?
Gavin Lux. I'm just kidding.
Oh, motherfucker.
Just kidding.
You're lucky you can't see my eyes. Or maybe you can. I can't see. I'm looking at the camera. But, yeah, it's sad times right now. I mean, we were down 3-1 last year, and we made it work. But, you know, I just don't understand. We have the batting champion, Trey Turner, who's looking like an absolute fucking dud at the dish.
Swings at everything.
Everyone swings at everything. Cody Bellinger swings at everything. He either strikes out or hits a home run. I love him.
I love Cody, and I support you in that. But I think he guessed fastball, and he got it, and he lives on that moment right now.
Yeah. But I mean, he has a moment like that every postseason.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I don't know. Let's go, Dodgers. Let's hope we can win 3 straight because – that is our only option. Yeah, again. So,
all right. You want to do Galaxy? We'll come back. Mike, you keep an eye on the Dodgers game for us?
I will.
Okay.
For sure.
First segment, let's be real. Let's be real about this team right now. Let's just be real about it. Like, they've played well against – I mean, the win against Portland was a good win.
It was a good win.
Yeah.
The win against Houston, you expect it. You know, like, because they're a shitty team. So I was about to ask you, what does this say about the Galaxy? But I don't think it says anything about the Galaxy. And I'm going to tell you what I think we'll say, when we'll know. But
oh, he's gone.
Well,
he's gone.
Count's gone. So to
I guess continue, we'll never know.
To continue that thought, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the past two wins or these past two games, I mean, I like to be negative and I like to be a pessimist when it comes to these things. But, like, you got to give credit where credit's due, but I feel like it plays in tune with how our whole season has went. We play ass and we overperform and we play ass and we overperform. And it seems like there is no middle ground for us at the moment.
Nope.
So it's in line with how we've played all season. It just feels good to get a win finally.
Yes. Yeah. It feels good. Two wins. Timmy, go ahead. Sorry, guys, I was gone. Yeah. I have these little mouse buttons. They kick me out. Go ahead.
No worries. I'm going to say we are on a good run of form as of right now. We are undefeated in three, technically. We won our other two games, which is fucking great, especially in Houston. Even though we were expected to win, but for the Galaxy, it's a very hard win to get because they love to put our playoff hopes in jeopardy. So I was really happy with that win. Heard it was a difficult atmosphere to play in. And shout out to the people who got married over there after that Kevin Cabrazo, bro. That was insane.
Dude. That was funny.
As if you need any bigger of a sign to not get married. You go to a Dynamo game and you propose when the Galaxy score. Like, that's fucking brutal.
That is brutal. But overall though, great performance from the last two games. People are calling the Portland win a lucky win. I mean, I guess you could argue that it was, but hey, a win is a win, bro.
I mean, I'll take it.
Points. I'll fucking
lucky
take it.
Lucky or not.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm saying, like, let's be real. I don't think anyone here is, like, on the gravy train right now, as much as it is tempting to do so.
I ain't drinking the Kool-Aid yet.
Yeah, it's nice. What would you say?
I said I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. We've dialed it back a little bit, right?
Yep.
I think, though, like, let's be real. They look better than they have in a bit. Greg, it's nice that Greg Vanney gets his 100th win. I was at a function. We're not going to say anything about anything, but there's a lot of Vanney questioning going on, and I think that's healthy, but it's really, really interesting about like how quickly that's come, right? But, you know, 100th win, if they're bought in now, we'll see. Like I said, I don't think we've seen anything yet. Solid against Portland, had to do it. Had to beat Houston. I mean, you should beat Dallas, right? And then I think I wouldn't be surprised if we got 9 points this week. I'm going to say it. But then our next opponent is Sporting Kansas City, and then you're going to see what's what. And we play well against them, but they always win on some shit. Yeah, they always win on some shit. So I really don't know. I think we'll be excited if they win Saturday against Dallas.
Of course.
And like, that's great, one at a time, but I don't think we're going to see anything until,
it's a real challenge. Yeah. I mean, they're a well-conditioned team. They're developed. That SKC has been good as long as I've been alive and paying attention to the MLS, which is about 10 years now. They've always been a force to be reckoned with, and it always seems like they've had our number.
Yep.
And our recent form, our extremely recent form, the past three games we played, we've looked better, like you've said. I'm going to play to that tune. But, dude, they will fucking work us, dog, and I will be genuinely surprised if we get anything from SKC. Because even at our best, SKC always pulls some shit out. So, you know, maybe this is the anomaly year, and we can punch them in the mouth and get 3 points and dip, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all in our hands again. It always comes back down to us and what we can do with our fate. So,
yeah, I think that's great. Standings-wise, I mean, the results, again, miraculously have gone our way. Vancouver wins. It sucks that Minnesota won because they're chasing two, but that's fine. They're a good team. Yeah. Portland, still Portland, and they're on 46 points, and we're on 45, and there's no more games in hand. So I don't know. It could be that we do end up in the playoffs with a home game against all odds because the results broke our way. Do we get knocked out in the first round? Highly likely. Does being at home help us a little bit there? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
It's in the middle. It depends.
I just feel like the Dignity is not the fortress that it once was when we'd be able to host playoff games and have home advantage. Like it's been a long time Yeah, it's been a long, long time since I felt confident about the Galaxy going into the playoffs. And every year we do, I don't think home advantage matters for us at this point. We can barely play in front of our own fans. So, I mean, we hope for the best and we move. Like, it would be helpful, but it's just not a fortress. People come in and steal points any given week. So, I wouldn't mind playing somewhere else. Put the pressure on other people.
So, go ahead, Timmy. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say that. Teams haven't been scared of us in quite a while, I would say. So they just love to come in and just take whatever points they can and just come in. So I agree with you on that, bro. It's been a long while.
It's been a long while since we've had that atmosphere.
Let's talk about the Portland game. You know, we battled. It was good to see them battle. Everyone's talking about how Cabral's playing defense. Maybe the time on the bench has helped him. People have also been saying that Greg's playing his A1 lineup, which is crazy that, like, it took us this long, 30 games to get an A1 lineup, right? Looks like Stairs and Depew are in the center together. Or I'm sorry, Williams and Depew. Williams looks a lot better. Depew looks a lot better.
Depew needs to get paid, dog.
Dude, we're going to talk about that. And Timmy, it's been a while since Portland. Everybody knows what happened in Portland. Sasha Kljestan. Emotional in the post game, beautiful to see. I love Kljestan, another person who's getting a lot of criticism. But let's talk about Dejan real quick, because Timmy, you saw what I saw, and it's not in any of the highlights, and it probably made me most excited over anything else for the future of this Galaxy team with Jovelic at the striker position. Do you remember what happened at the end of that game? It happened right in front of you. You want to talk about it?
So there was a foul that was called against Jovelic, which I think it should have been called for because he was literally pulled down as he was trying to go for the ball.
This is like the last play of the game.
Literally the last minute of the last play of the game. And this dude was like, What? But that was on me. So he was like, okay, bet you're going to call it for him? Okay, bet. So what he does is that he puts the ball right in front of the Portland's player. And as soon as they're about to, he kicks it. Jovelic just goes, whoop. He jumps and it just hits his back. He's like, and he goes like this. I'm like, oh my god, he is a demon.
And
he got a yellow card, but hey, shit, if that was me, I would have done the same thing. Like, what?
He played the ball, he wasn't 10 yards away, right? So they're gonna call him on it. Like, they go to take the quick kick and fucking Javel just takes it in the back and laughs, dude. I thought it was so
he literally funny. Just went like that, dude. I was so dead.
It was amazing. But I like to see that dogness, dude. I like to see, we have dogs, I think.
He's a dog. He's a demon. He'll get down and dirty, dude.
Yeah.
Love that kid.
Let's talk a little bit about last night, the 3-0 win in Houston. The charge led by, there's an own goal. I think Efra created it. Cabral on the nice breakaway, finally getting a one-on-one done right, or a one-on-two. And then Kljestan, of course, we'll talk about it, but let's talk about the next topic. Mikey, is the juice indeed loose with Kevin Cabral right now?
I'm always on the juice train, man. And in San Diego, watching the G's, dude, the juice is always loose. I love Kevin. I've told y'all about Kevin. Stop playing with Kevin. He's a dog, dude. He's a fucking dog.
Oh my god.
Shut him up away from home. He looked fucking phenomenal last night.
He looked nice, dude.
He looked fucking nice. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Damn.
If Kevin can do that shit week in and week out. Oh.
We saw the line breaking pass finally. They played one through the middle, which they haven't done. They're always playing laterally around the box, right?
And like, yeah, literally.
Do the line breaker and caught him out and fucking ball. And like, you see, I had to watch it a bunch because from like the side angle, you don't really tell, but like from the angle from behind, watching from behind, he like stops and Houston, everyone just like looks at him and he picks a spot and he buries it. And I thought it was very composed.
I'm telling you, man, you don't learn that shit here in the States, dude. That's time spent in France and watching the game slow. I just think, once again, we tail back to this whole Kevin conversation about him maybe not being good enough. I think that he's now finally starting to understand the pace and realizing that, hey, and I mean, everyone comes for Kevin because it's like, oh, he lollygags and he runs around the pitch not doing shit. I think it's just smart, and I think it's how he sees the game. And I think people are finally starting to realize that, hey, Kevin doesn't need to be running for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
He really doesn't need to be running up and down the pitch. If he can do that and find a spot and make precise runs with the line-breaking passes, it's fucking bread and butter, dude. He will not miss those anymore, I promise you.
Stephen A. over here.
I love Kevin. I love Kevin and what he does for this team, dude, when he's good.
He's been problematic a little, but, like, he's...
We need that, though.
He's playing a little more D, and a little more D from him is good. I mean, like, I think Greg wants to press. So if the striker is or the wing is pressing a little bit, I'm not saying run all the way back.
No.
But he's doing his part, and I think he looks good. I think the message is clear. Yeah. Timmy, can you talk to me about people who are have been critical about Sasha Kljestan up to this point? Where are you on Sasha, dude?
Oh, man, I've always loved Mr. Kljestan. Mr. Stone Cold Kljestan, man. Shh, bro. He is he's fucking great from the penalty spot. As soon as Chicharito got the ball, he was like, "You, I want you to take it." Especially that Portland game was really crucial, and that story that he told with the Nikki K interview, that was very touching as well. I was like, "Damn!" I think that's when everyone was like, "Oh yeah, we love Sasha Kljestan."
Not everybody,
but I mean, how can you not? I mean, I never understood what was like the main reason why people didn't like him. I mean, I've always liked him. He played his role.
Chivas USA guy.
Are they still really holding over that? I didn't say that because I didn't think people were still like, you know, talking about that.
No, yeah. I don't think that's it. I think everyone's accepted him as a G. I think people just feel like he's old, but I like what he said because he knows people are saying that shit. He's like, you know what? I might play 10 minutes, but watch, they're going to be the best 10 minutes. And he was emotional about that. And he's right. Two games in a row. He played 90 minutes yesterday, dude.
He could do it all. Another penalty, which was freaking cold as hell as well, bro, put away nicely. Same spot, which was interesting. But, he put it away, and I'll take it, man.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny that he wanted to celebrate with the fans, but he was like, oh, shit. Because he knew the ref was, like, being really fucking. He was like, oh, shit, wait, I should probably shouldn't because he's going to give me a yellow card.
Yep. He was on one, I think, already. Mikey, what do you say to the Kljestan haters? Michael A. Smith.
Fucking grow up.
Literally.
Fucking grow up, dude. Grow up. We know Sasha's role. We are all very aware of Sasha's role. And if you expect more than what this man has already given us on tired legs, then you're looking at the wrong player. Like he said, he will give you the best 10 minutes. And I've always been on the Kljestan train. I think Kljestan should be the fucking captain right now. I think he should be the one wearing the armband because him and Granisser, as of late, have seemed to be the only ones on the team to give a fuck about how we do. He gives us everything. He talks to the press. He puts it all out for what he can give, which is more than we've expected from him, to be very brutally honest. I think
that's true.
People that if you still have gripe with Sasha Kljestan, grow the fuck up. He's our guy. Accept it.
Yep. Just some quick hits from the game, the home game. It was nice. I was there with my friend Brendan from San Antonio. He's one of the mods over on the COG Discord, SA Galaxy. Sick dude. We were hanging out and we had like a Timmy was there. We had like a meeting of the minds. We were talking to Josh and to Chris Tucker and to Mike Gray and a big, so it was like the entire pod central, like in a circle. It was cool. And I was walking down the east side of the stadium and someone goes, "Hey, G30. And I was like, "What? Me?" And like that hadn't happened yet. And I turned around and they were like, "Hey, where's your brother? Where's Timmy?" And I was like, "Mike's not here and Timmy's over there." You know, whatever, like that whole thing and chatting them up. And I was like, "Dude, thank you so much." They were like, "When's the next one? When's the next one?" I promised them before Wednesday. I apologize if you're listening to it now.
Yeah,
if you're one of those two dudes, please, and you're listening to this, one, you're awesome. Thank you. I think the one guy's name, I think his name was Jose. I apologize if it's not, but if you were one of those guys and you're listening to this, dude, hit us up. We'll send you some stickers, please. You are awesome. Yes.
And we'd love to have you on too if you want to come talk with the boys or
Would love to have you on. And anybody, honestly, anybody listening to this, we know we have a small little family that's growing, but if anybody out there in the fam wants to hop on here, just message us, dude. We're
not scary. We don't
bite. We're regular guys. Yeah.
I might bite though.
Yeah,
I was really about to say that.
Ask me. So that was good, dude. And I guess we're home against Dallas. We'll see. We'll come back to that, I guess, at the end. But Let's play a little game with the salary here, boys. Bank or bust. And I'm going to read these salaries to you right now, okay? Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mike's not even saying anything. Please go look up at this video, like, later. If you're listening to this on podcast, Michael's wearing full-on fucking ski goggles.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Always snowy in San Diego.
Oh, my God. Whatever that means. I don't know. The views and opinions expressed on this show. All right.
They're mine. They're my own.
So the Galaxy has the most expensive payroll at $20.36 million. We are spending $750K on goalkeeping, $4.8 million on defense, $5.4 million in midfield, and $9 million at forward. So it's expensive. We're outspending Atlanta, which is crazy. So let's do this real quick. We'll just go real quick. We'll go real quick.
Oh, you choked.
I did choke. Hold on. I'm trying to see the individual salary. There we go. I have it. Okay. Real quick. Javier Hernandez, Chicharito, $6 million. $6 million and a DP spot. Bank or bust, Timmy?
Oh, why'd you have to ask me first? Dude. If it was, if he still had the same four, I don't know. It's because with him, it's in the middle. It's in the middle for me, but for now, I'm going to say bank.
Okay, Mikey?
Bust.
Okay, I was going to say.
Prima donna ass attitude from Chiefs. I don't like it.
I'm in the middle. I think that if he's in the form that he was in the beginning of the season, bank is shit.
Yeah,
but yeah. All right. I'm going to regret asking this. Jonathan Dos Santos. And think about this. Think about the quality of player and the price, right? Not as the player asks or not, like, for what you get from them. Is it a good deal? All right. Jonathan Dos Santos, $2 million.
I'm going to have to say bust.
Okay.
Bust.
I don't, once again, prima donna ass attitude and lackluster ability on the pitch. I'm so over JDS, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
We need him off the bill, and it's unfortunate, but yeah, bust.
Yeah.
Kevin Cabral at 1.4 in his current form.
Considering
you want to go first, Tim?
Considering he's still young, we're giving him time right now. I'm gonna say it's a good bank. It's a good whatchamacallit, what's the word?
Value.
Not deposit, but it's like a good investment. There you go.
There we go. Mikey.
We hit the bank for sure on Kevin. You know, I mean, it's a Chiefs thing, and I'm going to put my bias aside. I want to say it's a bank, but as of right now and what we've gotten from him this season, I'm going to have to be real. I want to say bank, but my mind is saying bust for Kevin Cabral.
Because it's the DP spot, too.
Yeah.
Sammy Granser at guaranteed salary. I'll go guaranteed because it's a little bit more sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sammy is at $938,000.
That's bank right there.
Bank is shit for me.
Hell yeah.
Didn't even break the million.
Didn't even break the milli. No.
Mm-mm.
That's Sebastian Legette. You ready? Sebastian Legette, who we saw at In and Out with Becky G. Very nice people. Sebastian Legette's making $923,000.
That's a big ass bust. I'm sorry. That's a big ass bust.
Talk about it
right now, especially right now.
U.S. national team mainstay Sebastian Legette, Mike, $923K bank or bust.
Good for the country, bust for the club, bust for Sebastian Legette.
Bust, busted.
That's Ryan, guy, but fuck.
Ryan Revellison, $855K.
That's a big ass bank right there.
For what we got out of him, yeah, I'm gonna have to say bank.
Couple goals, yeah.
Couple like more than I.
He was at one point. He was the second highest goal scorer.
Yeah,
at one point.
Okay, take a guess at how much we're paying Pipo Gonzalez though.
$500K.
Damn, he's still on payroll.
Yep.
He was
gone just this season. Yeah. That's how long it's been.
I'm gonna say he's making somewhere upwards of $650,000.
Yeah.
$850,000.
$850,000. I thought they dropped it. I thought they like. Did a pay cut.
He's on loan, God, but we're on the hook for it. Derek Williams, 821. Banker bust.
That's a bank.
That's a bust. He missed like how many games this season?
Oh, that's true.
It's a bust because of the red card, I think. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I forgot about that. I'm thinking about like his recent form.
No, his recent form, it's a bust, but like we needed him desperately.
That's true.
Julian Araujo, 650.
That's a big ass bank.
He needs a check, dog.
That's a $10 million transfer, I think.
Yeah, whoever's up doing the contracts up at the FO, dog, we need to cut Julian a fucking check, dude. Yeah. He's a workhorse.
Okay, Nico Hamalainen, 612. Jury's out.
Yeah, I feel like that's in the middle for me. Huh? I'm indifferent about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the middle. Yeah.
Javelich, 612.
Big bank.
Yeah, for what we're going to get out of him, I'm going to say bank. I just don't know when he's going to see the field.
Yeah.
For more than 90 minutes.
I'm just so confused about what the whole Vanny thing is with Jovlich and not getting the starts, but you know.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to pick some hot ones. We'll go through Sasha Kalushin makes 247. He took a pay cut to play here and come home. 247 for the old man.
Bank, dude.
That's bank, man.
That's play money, dude. He's just here to play now.
Yeah. Okay, Victor Vasquez, 439.
I mean,
that's a bank. I mean, it's not even half a million yet. I would say that's a bank because we know we're gonna get out of him, and he's not that expensive. He does take up an international spot, but yeah. I mean, that's a bank. I'll say that's a bank.
Getting paid more than question though.
Yeah, that's Greg's home.
There's questions to ask there, but I mean, you know, that's whatever. This season's almost done, man. I'm on like cruise control with these fucking boys right now.
Bondi at 500.
That's a bank.
Yeah, pretty someone crazy fucking for a championship keeper. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. And I like we'll just go through Zubac's making 133.
Cameron better dog.
Cameron is
better. You got to be fucking better dog.
Happy birthday to C-San, by the way. It was beautiful to see you over the weekend. Jalen Neal's making 100. They locked these guys down. Marcus Fakranis, 100. Cameron Dunbar, 100. Like, they locked them down. Saldana is making 87K. Kai Kareniak, our boy from the preseason, 85K. Nick is making $81,000, bro. $81,000. Wow. I know teachers that make more than him.
Jesus.
Wow.
Right? Like, that's crazy. He's a starter.
He's going to get a fucking check for sure. Yeah, he needs to get paid. Also, we're interrupting this with a live score update from the Dodgers. We are down 2-0 in the top of the first inning.
D30. What happens? Anyways, we are what?
We are now down to the Atlanta Braves in a game that we need to win, a must-win elimination game. The Dodgers are down 2-0 in the top of the first inning to the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Well, that's pack it up, boys.
Yeah, fucking vacation time.
What inning is it? Third?
Top of the first.
Oh, top of the – it's only five. It started at five. Okay. Back to the G's. All right, that was fun, right? Just so you know what we're spending, it puts it in perspective. Here we go. Dallas preview. They handed our shit to us, boys. I'm so glad I went to the Dodgers game that day. Mike and I were checking in the stands. We're like, fuck, how are we down like 6 goals?
Pepe just saucing it up, dude.
Pepe put a transfer request.
Pepe has agreed personal terms to 10 clubs in Europe, which include Man United, Liverpool, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund. All of these clubs are in on Pepe, and I think we might have another Gio Reyna situation on our hands.
I think so too. I think he's got the starting spot on the team locked down.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
On the national team. Hey, G Man is up in the comments. What's up, G?
What up, G? How you doing, buddy?
Check out the Galaxy Family Discord if you haven't. Awesome community over there. Hey, G, drop your score prediction in the chat so you can see. Timmy, Dallas at home Saturday night, 7:30. Prime time, baby.
Yeah, prime time. It's gonna be another dark fight again. We're gonna have to grind out for this win because Dallas, although it should be an easy win, It's going to be hard. They love the Texas teams love to give us a hard time. So I'm hoping for a win. And also Pepe is also back from his injury as well. That's what I found out the other day. Or today, actually. So he's coming back. Hopefully we can lock him down. Are we doing score predictions already?
Yeah, hit it.
Just because I'm feeling good today, I'm going to say another shutout, 3-0 win.
Sick. Okay. I was looking at the standings, so I didn't see Mikey's reaction. Mikey, go ahead. React to that, and what's your score prediction?
You know, it's Texas. Texas owns us this season, and more so Ricardo Pepe owns us this fucking season. I want to feel optimistic. We're at home. It's Saturday Night Lights. The boys are playing good. I'm going to be a little optimistic and project and predict my first win for the Galaxy in a long time, and I think the Galaxy squeak out a 2-1 win against Dallas.
All right.
I'll take that.
Goals from Cabral, and only Cabral, because he's a dog.
Sheesh. Okay. I will go 2-0.
Okay.
Another 2-0, and the show keeps rolling. They haven't really given us in the last week a reason to doubt that it won't against an eliminated team. Houston, Dallas, and Austin, all of the Texas teams eliminated right now.
It's crazy.
Going through San Jose at 36, they're done. LAFC clinging to life at 40 because RSL is at 42, clinging to life. Vancouver 43, Minnesota 44, LA Galaxy 45, Portland 46, and then the jump is to 52 at Colorado and above Kansas City and Seattle. So LA, destiny's in your own hands, bro. It's a 6-pointer against Dallas. Then we have, I believe we play Kansas City. Then we play Seattle, both away games. And then we finish with a possible decision day shit again in Minnesota. But I think if we beat Dallas, I think we're pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot. It's just whether or not like the home game is a thing. But I don't know. I haven't done the math.
Mm-hmm. Also, G saying 2 looks like a popular number.
2 looks like a popular number.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Which way, G? 2 which way?
Oh, shit. That's true. There's no way G doubts the G's like that. Come on. Good news is that Galaxy here. Oh, yeah, true.
No, we lost to them at home.
Really?
Yeah, we lost to them at home last time. We've played them a bunch this season.
We went to Minnesota twice this season.
Yeah, I think we lost one of those. I don't know. 2-0 Galaxy all the way from the G-man himself. All right. Last question, Mikey, for you. Mike's Corner, we'll do it real quick because we're at 33 already. And this is the G30, but everyone wants to know, why are you such a hater?
Me?
Why are you such a hater?
A hater on the... what?
Why are you such a hater in life, bro?
I don't know, bro. I think this narrative is very much perpetrated by CSAN. I tweet anything out. CSAN's like, bro, just get off your phone. And I'm like, you know what, man? Maybe you're right.
I'm just kidding. You know, I think we've been very fair today, but go ahead.
I'm a hater. Today. And I'm critical because I know we can do better. And the thing is, I get upset about these things. Like, everyone gets upset. Not because I don't like us. It's because we can do so much better. And it's not I'm upset or a hater. It's just I'm disappointed. We have so much in the tank. And when something's not right, I'm going to fucking say it. I don't care. I'm not going to be like, the Galaxy will get it next time. No, if we fucking suck, we suck. And we've done a lot of fucking sucking recently. I'm not a hater. I keep it real. If you got a problem, tweet at me like CSAN does. He's in my mentions again today. But that's my coffee I'm sipping on.
All right. Timmy, any last words, sir?
It's going to be after this Dallas game, it's going to be a tough road trip. I'm hoping we can grind out these last few points that we need to get into playoffs and hopefully and embarrass ourselves and exit early. Those are my final words.
All right. I think it's time to go cry and watch the Dodgers some. Boys, Mikey, where can they find you?
You can find me and us. You can find the G30 Podcast anywhere where you find or listen to your podcast at the G30 Podcast. This is the G30 Podcast. And if you want to follow me on my socials, you can do so in the bottom left corner at CFC Michael. And that'll be it for me today, boys.
Sick, Timmy.
You can follow me here at SpicyTaco118 on Twitter. My IG is SpicyTaco18, and this was a good ass podcast, boys. I love this one.
It was. It's a good one. Nice to be back after a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. Thank you to G and everybody else who checks us out and comes by and drops some comments. We love it. We hope to grow it.
We love you guys.
I am CountChalk786. That's another week, boys. See you after the break.
Also, wait 1 second. The Galaxy Twitter said like and quote tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Should get followed. I'm going to clip this and send this to the Galaxy admin or the Galaxy Twitter. Yo, Galaxy Twitter admin, I know you're watching this. I'm adding you. You should follow the G30 podcast. It's one of the most real and authentic podcasts on this platform. And come follow some real ones.
All right, boys.
Get out of here.
See you later. Peace.
Peace.